Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's December 6, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how you doing this week?
Pretty good. You?
I'm doing okay. It looks like it's a good week for news. Yes. I know how much you love doing the research on this, because you're such a miniature fanatic. Obviously, it was a good week for you.
Yes, it was.
So, without further ado, we'll get this show started. And as always, we're going to start with our Nod crowdfunding news. And first up is a company we've spoken about a few times now, and you have an occasional obsession with, Freebooter Miniatures. They have some December releases.
Obsession might be a bit much, but still, I like some of the stuff. They have goblins, so...
Exactly. I know.
I need to like
the goblin fetish. I'm aware. Yeah.
Goblins or critters. Any small critters can fit in. So this week, they have one new model and a bunch of... extra stuff, terrain and additions. So first they have a canoe. They also have a ballista that's an attachment for the canoe or other boats, and a bunch of flat terrain to use for forest, lakes, and stuff like that. And the model they have is Corvana. She is a specialist for the Brotherhood. She's a orc. How do you say that? Hawk trainer. It's not hawk. They are ravens, but she's a bird trainer.
I can't remember. I can't remember what the name is.
I know the name in French, but I have no idea what it is in English.
An Ostringer. Is it an Ostringer? Anyway.
But yes, that rings a bell. There's a model that's called that in Malifaux, in the guild. So that might be the case. Well, anyway, she is, so like everybody in the Brotherhood, she usually, they always have a half mask, and she has all the puffy clothes and a sword and a bunch of ravens on her base. One under her hand and one on the base. So nice model as always from Freebooter.
Yeah, they do have a lot of nice stuff. It's a good time to be miniatures. It's a good time to be a miniature hobbyist, that's what I meant to say. All right, next up, Frozen Forge. You don't have a description, but I'm assuming you're talking about their templates.
Oh, I forgot that. Okay, yeah, I'm talking about what the new movement template they released last week. So this they do three sets, one for 30, one for 40, and the last one for 50mm bases, or 50mm width. So what they are a series of small tokens that you can align to make a movement path to go to, let's say in Guild Ball or War Machine or Malifaux, whatever games you have, and you need a precise measurement and you need to go around a terrain template or go in between models, and you can't have a straight line. Instead of having to put a ton of guess it or move around and not be precise, you can use those. So they are interlocking. Is that the right word?
Yep, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, interlocking small 1-inch, 2-inch, and 3-inch segments, and you can just interlock them and create your path to be sure you can reach your destination. So it's a nice principle. The price itself is good. The shipping is a bit much. But if you're in the European Union or the UK, the shipping is probably nice. For us North American, the shipping for one set is about the price of three sets. So
yeah, so find a friend
order in batch
in groups. Yeah, I'm happy to say I own a set of each size now, or I will at the end of the summer when they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a bad influence on me talking about that last night while recording the main show.
I found right. Ben, and I'm the only one not taking a set, so.
Yeah, well, you're evil that way. You're an enabler, Antoine. We've said this before. Next up, terrible kid stuff, Centaur.
So I'm putting it in the news. This is a really nice model. However, it's limited edition, and there's not that many copies left. It's still on the website, so there's probably still some, hoping it's still there when we release Tuesday. So this is a 75 millimeter model. It's a 1/24 scale, but sculpted by Joaquin Palacio. It's a Kia Centaur or Wood Centaur. Not too sure.
Whatever it is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a really nice model. It could pass for a bunch of different types, I think. The Centaur is on his hind leg, swinging a axe.
That big sword on his back.
Fantastic model, yeah.
Yeah, the details are amazing. And 70 euros, so he's not cheap, but for the size of the model, it's a very reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, Golem. Oh, I said Golden Miniatures. That's not it. Golem Miniatures, Sakon.
This one is just cute. It's a small small robot with a ponytail and what are they called? Baton in English too? Like a police baton?
Yeah. I can't get the site to load for me, so I'm not sure what the model looks like. Oh, there it goes. He's got tonfa.
Tonfa, okay.
That's the Japanese term for them, yeah. Nightsticks.
Yeah. So a small tonfa, dual tonfa wearing robot. He's pretty cheap at 7 euros. It just looks cool.
Oh, and he's got like the prayer beads around his neck and stuff. Yep. That's really, and that little samurai topknot thing going, that's really weird looking. That's like mashup. It's like if Mega Man existed in ancient Japan. Yeah. It's neat though. Yeah, for 7 euros, I mean, it's such an easy, like, quick buy. Don't have to think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Warlord Games. New Conflict 47 releases.
Yeah, so some of the stuff we already saw in the starter box for the new faction, but there is also new stuff. So first we have the British Armored Infantry, which are heavy troopers for the British gang. Same thing for the Soviet heavy infantry. They come in a bigger box instead of the British are 8 models, the Soviets are 10, probably because they're cheaper and less
effective.
Yeah,
not as good individually.
Yeah. And the last release is the Soviet Siberian Terror Squad. I'm not too sure what those guys are.
Yeah, I didn't actually realize those were Soviet. They look kind of zombie-ish, so I thought they were, like, German.
Yeah, me too. But they have strange colors, so they might be a German experimentation captured by the Soviet.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah, if they got exploding collars or something, so they're, like, forced to work for the Soviets. I don't know. It's cool, whatever they are. They're cool looking. All right, and more from Warlord Games. Beyond the Gates of Antares, Strike on Kara 9?
So, before we jump into that, I just checked, and yes, they are based on the German Super Soldier Serum. So.
There we go. Okay.
They stole it from the German, and they're using the Super Serum to create those guys.
Well, it's good to know that, you know, the Russians.
Yeah. So, for... it's the same company, so it matters less if we...
if we cut from one to the other? Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
So... The new, what you mentioned, the Strike on Kara 9, is a new two-player starter box. It's an introductory set for Beyond the Gates of Antares. So this one contains forces for Algorin and the Concord, and everything else you need to play. So dice, rules, templates, even a fold-out battle map and cutout terrain. So it's everything you need to get started in the game. It's on pre-order right now, and should release early January.
It seems pretty reasonable, too. It's $50 US.
I mean, yeah.
For what you're getting in the box, it seems like a very good deal.
Yeah, you get 25 infantry models, 9 drones, together for both factions. I don't have the exact detail of how it pan out for the two factions, but so about 34 models.
Plus all the tokens and templates.
Everything else for $50, that's a good price.
And all the dice, and yeah. Can't go wrong. Warlord's really trying to do things right. And everything they release gets better and better. So, good for them. Next up, a friend of mine, Bombshell Miniatures, Melee the Mechanic 75.
Yo,
so, this is an awesome model.
Yeah. So, Melee the Mechanic it's a 75mm release. It's, Melee is their, would you say that? Figurehead?
It's a figurehead character. Yeah. That's
I'm just finding another word, so we'll use that.
Figurehead's a good term for it, sure.
Okay. Could almost be called the mascot of the line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Bugs Bunny is for Warner Brothers and stuff.
Yeah, right? This is a 75mm version of her. That was done at the same time as the last Kickstarter, which was for Bombshell Babes 3, I think.
Or was it done as part of the Kickstarter?
It was available in the Kickstarter, I think, as a pre-release.
Oh, I thought the first time you had them for sale was at ReaperCon. Because it's also the sculpt he used to make the statues that they gave out at ReaperCon. Like the trophies.
I might be off. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I thought the first time they were... Because I almost bought it at ReaperCon, and he'd casted a few to bring to the show. And it's a gorgeous model. Seen up close, it's a gorgeous model.
Yeah.
I know Matt Fontaine just finished one.
Yeah, and that's the one, when you go on the website, that's the one that's used as the cover picture. The project picture, the one painted by Matthew Fontaine. So, nice big scale model. Probably a lot of fun to paint. And also a good price for the size. $50 for a 75mm scale stuff.
And that's exactly the price it was at ReaperCon. It's such a nice model. It's so well detailed. And at that price, I came very close. If it wasn't for the fact that I was running out of money at the con, I probably would own one. So, yeah. Definitely a good buy. Next in line, GCT Studio, Bushido Wave 32 on pre-order.
Yeah, so they have 6 new models. Well, 8 new models, but 6 new releases, because there's a combo pack in that. So we have Plague Rats, a Bug Kemi, Gyru for the... Oh, I don't remember the faction names. That's been too long. And so 3 different models for 3 different factions and 3 new releases for the new faction, the Junks Pirates, also out. Everything Bushido release is cool. My favorite one, I'm a lover of critters, so I love the Bug Kemi. Small swamp elemental.
Yeah, the Bog Kemi is pretty cool. I wasn't sure what I was looking at the thumbnail picture on their site, but it is neat looking. It's definitely got a lot of character, which is surprising for a slime monster. All right. What's up next? Ramshackle Games, the Boomwagon.
This is a simple model, but... I find it has so much character. So this is... Ramshackle is a post-apocalyptic games with a lot of vehicles. And this is a cart with a giant gun on it. That's about it. And turbo boosters.
Yep. Big giant throw. It's very orky.
Yeah, it would fit into an orc army any day. It's a simple model, but I just love the look of it.
It's very Mad Maxy, All right. Avatars of War, Ogre Khan with Great Weapon.
So this is her latest releases for Ninth Age, or any of their own line anyway. And this is a character of an ogre with a two-handed weapon. It's a giant curved sword. And he's a naked torso up.
Yep. He's kind of got the sword above his head ready to come down and cleave something in half.
Yep.
It is a very nicely sculpted model.
Yeah. He has a slightly cartoony look on the face side.
Well, it's kind of GW style.
Yeah.
Right?
Fits with them.
And I'm sure that's not an accident, right?
Oh, no, for sure.
But yeah, that's definitely that. Though he's got more muscle tone than most chubby ogres.
Yeah.
But overall, very cool model. I didn't actually check how much is that, the Ogre Con. 22 euros. So, pretty expensive, but, I mean, it's an ogre model, and he's going to be fairly large. And I'm assuming he's all resin, so I guess that makes sense. Last entry for the non-crowdfunding news. Happy Games Factory, Eden Legends, Klaus, and Leprechauns.
This is a special release for the early days. Eden Legends line. The Eden Legends are not made for the core game. There are special scenario boxes and stuff like that. So you can play them against any opponent if you want, but they are mainly made to play the special scenarios that come with the box. So this one is, just looking at the name, you probably already know what it is. It's a big Santa Claus-like post-apocalyptic character with two axes and a bunch of, they call them Leprechauns, but they're like old elves with weapons.
Yeah, exactly. Some of them are wielding candy canes. One of them has some sort of candy cane club thing that I can see. Santa's got a Christmas stocking hanging from his belt. They're all wearing Santa hats.
Yeah, and he has a cyber eye.
Does he?
It's hard
to tell in the pictures.
His right eye.
Oh, yeah.
Is a cyber like a replacement.
Yeah.
Some of the Leprechauns also have cyber limbs.
It's a pretty interesting take on post-apocalyptic Santa. let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well, fun set of models. 45 euros for the box for five models and a objective marker.
Yeah, and all the special rules for them, because it's not just rules to play them, it's also rules to interact with the rest of the game, because it's all scenario-based.
Yeah.
It's a limited edition, too. There's only 300 boxes available. Okay.
It might be fun to buy for the uniqueness of it, you know?
Yes. I'm sure there are cool dioramas you could do, even if you're not a hidden player. They can be used for other stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. All right. Well, like I said, that wraps up our non-crowdfunding news. Let's go to crowdfunding now. And first up, try to pronounce this, Axon Creations, Dungeon Worlds Part 3.
So, those starts to be a dime a dozen. Is that the right expression?
Yeah, hey, look, it's a tile system.
Yeah, another tile system. This one, I think we already mentioned one of the Akesson Creations previous Kickstarter. So this part 3 is a new component. So they have crystal sets, some interior ones for a pub. The pub one looks good. Instead of being cavern, it's a new take on it.
Yep, for sure. And a very RPG aimed, you know. Yeah. You want to do your set up your party at the inn where they're meeting, because every adventure party meets at the inn. I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
That seems the way that always works out. And, you know, they're nice. The sets appear to be a pretty good price point for the amount of tiles you get.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, we're seeing a lot of these now.
Yeah. So you can have a choice. If you are looking for something specific, there's probably a company doing it. So if you're looking for an inn or a pub or a tavern, you finally have something and don't have to use something that doesn't exactly fit.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be nice if all these people who do these things would get together and make sure all their tiles are all the same size so you could interchange.
That'd be cool. That would be cool. It's maybe the case.
Yeah, maybe there's a standard format that everyone just kind of happens to follow. Probably one inch squares. So everything's probably even inches, 3 inches by 3 inches, four, you know, 2 by 2, 4 by 4, 1 by 1, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. As we're not really RPG players, we don't really use those tile sets.
Well, even if I was RPG playing still, I'm old school RPG. I had something called an imagination. I didn't believe in having miniatures for RPGs. Man, I'm old. Okay. Let's, well, I should probably give the information on this Kickstarter. So they're looking for $2,000. They've already completely funded. They're at $2,939 with 11 days left to go. This Kickstarter will be fully funded on Friday, December 16th. Next in line, Ouroboros Miniatures, Ouroboros Tales.
So this is a smaller Kickstarter. They are releasing two models, the Shaman and the Brave, in 54 millimeter scale, high quality resin. So those are two orcs, or orc-like creatures.
Oh, they're orcs. They may not call them orcs, but they're orcs.
Yeah.
And they're gorgeous.
Oh, yes, they're called orcs. When you go down the page, you finally get orcs after a lot of paragraph. You have the orc name mentioned. So,
yeah, they are stunning models. They are that nice. Shaman, that shaman looks amazing.
Yeah.
With the alligator skull that he's wearing and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Small, he has a small voodoo doll. There's even a swamp plant in the back.
And you can build them without the skull helmet or with, by the looks of it.
Yep.
It's it's very, very nice. So, pretty reasonably priced at 45 euros, 35 and 45 euros, depending on the model. For models of this size, anyway. They were looking for 2,000 euros total. They are currently at 4,247 euros, so it's completely funded. With 10 days to go. The Kickstarter ends on December 15th, 2016. And last but not least this week, Midland Miniatures, Cultists of the Kraken Lord. That's like saying that.
Yeah, so we don't have to hide. That's a Cthulhu-inspired cultist set.
Another one? What a surprise.
Yeah, but we don't see so many cultists. We see a lot of Cthulhu monster-like miniatures. Those are clearly deep set cultists. They already all have the face tentacles and stuff. They're not just humans starting to dabble into.
They've already got mutations ones. Going on.
They're deep in.
Yeah. To the point where they don't have faces, they just have a bunch of tentacles coming out of a hooded robe. Yeah. it's a neat take on it.
Yeah, a bunch of them don't have both ends anymore. They have tentacles coming out of the robes too, not just the face, but also the arms.
Yep, absolutely.
So there's right now there's 9 different models available, and probably others as they unlock them.
Yeah, and the Kickstarter teams are going well for them. They're originally looking for £900 British pounds. They're at 5,411 British pounds.
Yeah.
With still 13 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on December 18th, 2016. And that, as they say, is that, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
So I guess we'll call it a show, and I'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by Ladrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.